Okay, cool. So, who are you and what brought you down here today?
Hi, my name is Sean Bussey, and I'm an entrepreneurial apprenticeship educator with Teens Grow Greens, and we came today to the Green Schools Conference to not only showcase the work we've done this past summer, but also the work that we do and how it connects to the environment and environmental justice.
Tell me a little bit about what Teens Grow Greens does.
So, Teens Grow Greens is a nonprofit organization that provides apprenticeships and entrepreneurship opportunities to high school students from across the city of Milwaukee. Right now, we are offering three different tracks in our internships, which focus on healthy minds, healthy bank accounts, urban gardening, and also food justice. And the last internship that we offer is actually a Leading for Justice, and it's all about, sorry, not Leading for Justice, excuse me, blanking on the words. Leading through innovation, which the students actually develop, they find a problem in the community and develop a solution along with receiving funding to create a prototype model of the solution. Then they present that in kind of like a Shark Tank venue style event at the end of the year.
What's an example of it?
An example of one of them would be a system to collect rainwater from roofs made out of everyday household materials. An example could be a tea that's catered to supporting specific mental illness, whether it be stress or anxiety. Maybe it's for just for relaxation. The other product, I remember somebody created like a pocket that was detachable that you could wash and use for like pens, but it wasn't like the typical everyday like breast pocket. It was actually on the inside. So yeah, like, you know, the students,
they come up with that idea.
They design it, they create a marketing plan, and then they also fabricate and then exhibit that product as well.
Cool. Is that up in River West? Is that where that's happened in the past? When you said a Shark Tank, there was like a dolphin pool that was, you remember
dolphin
that?
Pool was like the name that existed before, yes.
Okay. Is that the same thing? Am I thinking of the right thing?
That was like a previous iteration of our event. It's actually now called the Perennial. Okay. And the Perennial is that showcase for all those products.
Okay.
In a way for like our partners and our stakeholders to also get to bond with our students more and learn about like our program even more.
What are you hoping to learn today at the conference, and what are you hoping to give?
I think I'm hoping that our youth develop conversations and also relationships across the city of Milwaukee. I believe the biggest area of need in our city is different organizations, nonprofits, and schools working together to solve greater issues. And as young people, when we demonstrate this important human networking, the importance of human networking and developing relationships, that is a tool that they can later on use to fight for whatever cause that they're looking to fight for. And something that I'm personally looking forward to get out of this day is just really see all the other organizations and for myself make connections to better assist my students.
Cool. What is your personal professional trajectory? How did you get into this role?
My professional trajectory is I have been in nonprofit and schools for the past 12 years. I started with AmeriCorps in City Year. From there, I worked at a high school for 8 years as a Spanish teacher, and I transitioned in April into this role with Teens Grow Greens.
Very cool. All right.